You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I'm joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. Welcome to Rock and Ride. Welcome to Rock and Ride. This is the first show of many that we'll be doing here. My name is Sean McMeekin. I'm joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. We have a good selection of songs to play for you tonight. We're starting off with This Wagon's Gonna Roll by The Radiators.
everything once. Put me to use now. There's no need to panic. I believe in.
That was Everything Once by Hotel Mira. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. Oops, sorry. That was Everything Once by Hotel Mira. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Rock and Ride. I'd like to introduce one of my co-hosts, Luca Rayom.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for the opportunity to be on here. We see a lot of diversity in music. Today I'd like to give the opportunity to explore how music can originate from the most unexpected of places. One remarkable example I will focus on is the local blues rock group, the John Pippis Band, and their unconventional recording journey. In 2012, the band, wishing to create an album, sought out to find a place to record their new songs, but quickly settled with the garage space they currently used. There is something so raw and magical about the sound that came to place using the garage. And I gotta tell you, the resonation of the sound works very different in a garage due to the material of the walls, the equipment, or objects the sound will bounce off of, versus the conventional studio that most artists use currently. Regardless of the size or the space or the equipment used, it's a testament to the passion and the dedication of these musics carry. The resulting track is a masterpiece of the album. It wasn't just a collection of songs. It was a sonic journey, and it reflected the perfect embodiment of what taste blues should sound like. In an era where big studios and high-tech equipment often dominate the music scene, the story of John Pippis Band reminds us of what's beauty and simple. Now, here's Whole Lot of Love by John Pippis Band. Thank you.
Thank you. it enough for me?
As you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Ses mâchoires qui moi qui claque, qui la blesse. Un long passage entre deux vagues qui cherche à mort. Elle passe et glisse avec exploit de justesse. Premier abord, trouve un endroit sans orchestre. Elle se dresse. Au bord du train.
That was Parfait à l'écran by Carqua. Next up is a song by two of the members of this show today, Tripping Hazard. The song is called By This. I was the singer of this song. Thank you. That was By This by Tripping Hazard. Next we'll have Better All the Time by Andrina Tyrone.
The best part is it keeps getting better. What we do. Taking care of mine, it just gets better all the time. The number one thing I love about you, you meet me where I am. From there we work it through. Another thing that I love, your game for all I've conjured up. I wanna tell you how much it means. The best part is, it keeps getting better. What we do it well together. I take care of your heart, and you're taking care of mine. It just gets better all the time. With you, I'm never.
Thank you. The best part is it keeps getting better. What we do it well together. I take care of your heart and you're taking care of mine. It just gets better all the time.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. For over a century, people all over the world have been using public transport to get where they need safely and securely. Recently, in mid-2022, Vancouver announced they would be re-implementing their busking program in transit stations, letting approved musicians liven up the atmosphere and bring some entertainment to the day-to-day commute. Many times I've heard soothing violin at Commercial Broadway and jumping hip-hop at Waterfront Station. One such busker, Troy Gilmore, known colloquially as Song Monkey Troy, is a musician from Victoria, BC. He's played many times at stations and even on transit. One of the songs he played, Our Love Wasn't Pretty, was released just under a week ago digitally, despite being made years ago. This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University, and here's Our Love Wasn't Pretty by Song Monkey Troy.
Our love wasn't pretty. Oh, oh, oh. is Bird Note. I'm Nick Byard, Bird Note's Executive Director. We're at the end of our fall fundraising week, and if you haven't had a chance to visit birdnote.org to make a donation, I'm here asking you to please do so today. When I joined Bird Note, I knew that this job would involve sharing the joy and wonder of birds with our listeners, but I didn't expect it to inspire my kids to become avid birders. Now, I'm not the one suggesting we go on bird walks. My kids seem to always beat me to it. 5-year-old Keaton has his favorite birds.
I love crows and bald eagles and swans.
And 7-year-old Piper has her favorites as well.
I love black-capped chickadees and ospreys.